Well, it looked like Aaron Ward was saying, no, not the time for me to fight you.
I remember everything for the hit. I went to the corner. Another guy was my left shoulder, and the puck was in the corner. We were both going in at pretty good speed. Once I got about maybe 4 feet from the board, I felt a little nudge on my back and on my shoulder, and I could tell that he was trying to push me into the boards, and that's usually, you know, that's a dirty play, a dirty kind of move. Sometimes it happens.
That's Aaron Ward, the team president for Utah State University's hockey team. Due to multiple concussions in the beginning of the season, he's not only sitting out until he recovers, he won't be returning. There's very little that experts understand about concussions, but they are making, excuse the term, headway. According to John Eccles, the head coach, every precaution is being taken to protect athletes who play contact sports.
All of our athletes get a baseline test before we start the season so that Elise and Jimmy, the other trainer, know when they're normal, what to look for, that will give them indicators that, you know, hey, you know, there's possible concussion here.
Mike Williams, associate director and head athletic trainer at USU, says their priority is to protect their athletes.
Nobody wants to hurt a kid. They don't want to have a student athlete out there that's not focused and is at even more risk of injury, because if you're dizzy, you're probably going to get hit again.
Williams says athletes who get a concussion are removed from the game until they return to normal. If they get a second one, they're automatically taken out for 2 weeks. And three?
Then they're done. And then we have to evaluate them and go through a neurologist. At that point, we really have to sit down and look at, do we want them to continue? Because once you have one, you are more susceptible to them.
Brianna Studenka is an assistant professor in the Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Department at USU. She looks at behavior as it evolves over time and how it relates to concussion.
It's very hard to do because you have to find former athletes and then test them in the future when they're 50, 60. Or you have to do a longitudinal study and follow athletes for 20, 30 years, and that just takes a while.
She says studying concussion is like taking baby steps. But with the analysis they've been doing, subjects who have been concussed are showing differences after 5 years versus those who haven't been concussed. Studenka says that though athletes are able to pass the current tests that indicate recovery, she says there is cause for concern.
These tests that we normally do, like my balance is back to normal, or I can remember things again. But you'll talk to the doctors and they'll say, you know, they passed all the tests, but I know they're not good yet. But there's no way to tell the athlete, like, well, you didn't pass this test, you can't go play.
Ward says he's grateful for the care his coach, the trainers, and doctors have provided him, and is optimistic with the research being done. He encourages other athletes who suffer from concussion to ask for the help they need to recover, especially for those who are depressed. Though he won't be returning to a sport he loves, he's optimistic.
And it's also kind of nice because it opens up a new chapter in your life. It's kind of a sad thing that had happened in a way, but there's also positives to it, and that's why I'm happy at least.
The hockey sounds you heard during the story were from YouTube. To learn more about this story and others, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.
In game five.